Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to follow along with me in your Bible, I will be speaking to you today from Isaiah 35. Isaiah chapter 35. And while you're turning there, let me give you a few opening comments to this message. Grace is for those who cannot earn it. That's who grace is for. We speak of grace. Well, grace is for those who cannot earn it. Mercy is for those who do not deserve it. Salvation is for those who cannot save themselves. That's who salvation's for. The gospel is for sinners. It's for sinners. Now, let's just think about that. Grace means free gift. That's what it means. Free gift. It means unmerited favor. And it's for those who cannot give anything for it in return, cannot make any kind of payment for it in return. And I mean no kind, not a right heart, not a right attitude, not even a faithful following, nothing, nothing. Mercy means sparing of judgment. That's what it means. It means not giving the punishment that is owed to somebody. That's what mercy is, sparing that person from the punishment owed to them. And that's only for those who don't deserve it. That's who mercy's for. If a person receives mercy, they were owed and they deserve judgment, but they didn't get it. If a person is not owed judgment, then there's no need to receive mercy. They're not owed judgment. So it's only for those who don't deserve it. It's only for those who, when you look at them and when you look at what they are and look at what they've done, you think they don't deserve it. Well, that's who mercy's for. Salvation means deliverance. That's what it means. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from self, deliverance from death, deliverance from hell. That is only for those who cannot save themselves. Only those who cannot save themselves will receive the salvation of the Lord. Deliverance from sin. That's only for those who cannot stop sinning. You know how you hear people say, well, now you need to stop sinning. Well, the deliverance and salvation of God is for those who cannot stop sinning. Is that you? Like it's me? The gospel. If the Lord will help us, help me and help you, we will preach and hear the gospel right now. The message of the gospel. And I'll tell you this, that the word gospel means good news, and it is. It is. It's the good news of the free gift of deliverance through the saving blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that gospel is for sinners. It's truly for sinners. Now, with that being said, let's read Isaiah 35, verses 3 and 4. It says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. That's good news, isn't it? That's the gospel. That is the gospel. That is God's command to his preachers. That's what we are supposed to preach. When we preach the gospel, there it is. He said, you preach strength to weak hands. I want you to strengthen the weak hands. And he said, I want you to confirm, firm up, shore up the feeble knees. And he said, I want you to encourage the fearful heart. Fearful before God. Fearful for so many self-inflicted reasons. In Isaiah 40, he said, comfort ye, my people. My people. And it's only his people who will find comfort in this. But he said, you speak comfortably to them. That means to the heart. You speak to their heart. You speak peaceably to their heart. In John 21, he said, I want you to feed my sheep. That's what you're called to do, preacher. If you're a true preacher of Christ, he said, I want you to feed my sheep. Nourish and build up my people as they endure the journey of this life. This very difficult, very trying, very sorrowful journey of life. And he said, I want you to do that very thing. And he said, the reason I want you to do that is because they truly are weak. And I'm going to tell you, that's what I am. I want to do that for you. I want to preach this to you because I need it myself. My hands are weak. Truly weak. My knees are feeble. My heart is fearful. I'm just speaking honestly to you. That's describing me. I need desperately to preach this to myself. In my flesh, that's what I am, what we just read. And that's what all of God's people are. That's what all of God's people are. You know, when you think about what that's saying there, he said weak hands. Let's think about weak hands. You know what weak hands can do? Nothing. Weak hands can't do. Think about feeble knees. You know what feeble knees can't do, struggle to do? Stand. Weak hands can't do. Feeble knees can't stand. A fearful heart can't trust. It just can't. The commandment is trust in the Lord. Trust Christ. Look to Christ. Believe on Christ. Well, it takes a strong heart to do that. It takes a courageous heart to do that. But a fearful heart can't. A fearful heart struggles to trust and struggles to believe. But gloriously, God's command in the gospel is strengthen those weak hands. Confirm those feeble knees. And speak words of great encouragement and great assurance to those fearful hearts because God has done something for them. You tell them that God has done something for them and God is going to do something for them. And he tells us right here what it is. God has given a message right here and he tells us who the message is to. When God gives a message, he is sending that message to a particular person. Have you ever called somebody on the phone and got their voicemail and you leave a message? Well, that message is not just recorded for anybody in the world. It's recorded for the person you've sent it to, the direct person you called. And that's how it is with God. He calls directly on purpose. He sends his message to his particular people. And he tells us who the message is to. And he tells us right here what the message is. Who it's to, what it is. And he tells us right here what the message will produce when it's truly heard and truly received, truly believed. And he tells us what the end result of the message will bring. Now, we'll see this as we read down through it, but let me give you a little summary before we even start, okay? Based on what's said here in these verses in Isaiah 35, this is who his message is to. It's to, verse 3 says, the weak. We've read this, the weak. And it's to the feeble. Verse 4, he said the message is to the fearful. And he goes on to say it's to the lost. That's who he's speaking to. Verse 5 says it's to the blind, spiritually blind, and the deaf, spiritually can't hear. Verse 6, he says it's to the lame. That's who he's talking to. Lame means can't walk, can't come. You know, come to Christ. Well, a lame man can't come. He says it's to the dumb. That means can't speak, can't cry out. He says it's to those who are outcast in the wilderness, just out there in the wilderness. Verse 7 says it's to the parched, the thirsty. It's to the dead. Verse 8 says it's to those without a way. They don't have a way. Those who are without holiness, the wayfaring. Verse 9 says it's to those who need redemption. They need a payment made for them. They need to be bought back. Verse 10 says it's to those who have gone astray, who are sad, sorrowful, and sighing, just destitute. Destitute. That's who God says this message is to. Now, here's my question. Do you fall into any of those categories? If you have received God-given faith, this is what you will say, just like me. I say, and I pray you say the same thing. Can we say, I fall into all of those categories? In this flesh, I fall into all of those categories. Well, that's who God says His message is to. All right, now here's what the message is. Verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, He will come and save you. God said, here is my message to my people. You tell them to be strong and fear not. I will come with vengeance. That's strange, isn't it? He said, you tell them, be strong and fear not. I will come with vengeance. He said, I will recompense. That means I will dish it out. That's what it means. I will give what's owed. I will recompense to every man exactly what he is owed. God said, oh, time and time again, I'm a holy God. I'm a righteous judge. I will execute judgment rightly based on my law. I'll dish out to every man what is owed. I will repay for every man what he's done. I will repay. You say, well, how's that good news to me? Wait a minute. How's that good news to me? We've just established I'm weak. I'm feeble. I'm fearful. And here's the reason why. I know that I'm a sinner before God. I know that I'm a sinner before God. I pray you do. I pray that God has revealed to you that you are a sinner before God. I pray He has shown us our sin and shown us what sin deserves. I pray that He has revealed to us what the wages of sin is. Scripture says, death. I know what my sin deserves. I honestly do. It deserves God's vengeance. That's what it deserves. It deserves God's recompense. So somebody will say, well, how then can that be good news from God to me? How can that message from God to me be good news? Well, turn with me over to 2 Corinthians 12. If you're following along with me, go to 2 Corinthians 12. This is where the Apostle Paul was given a thorn in the flesh. And it says in verse 8, he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice," that means three times, "that it might depart from me. And he said unto me," God said unto me, "my grace is sufficient for thee." My free gift is sufficient for thee. "For my strength," God said, "my strength is made perfect in weakness." Your weakness. "Most gladly, therefore," the Apostle Paul said, "will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." When we feel so strong in the flesh, like we just have everything by the tail and sitting on top of the world and we're proud of who we are and proud of what we've done, when we are strong in the flesh, I'm telling you, we are weak before God. But when we are weak in the flesh, when what we truly are and truly have done before God has been revealed to us and it's brought us down, and we're looking to Christ alone, that's when we're strong. That's when we're strong. How can a sinner be strong? We have to know our weakness. Honestly, how can a sinner fear not this holy God who's going to execute vengeance and recompense and judgment? How can we truly fear not? Here's the only way. Look to Christ. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to look to Christ? Well, turn with me to Isaiah 61. Over in Isaiah chapter 61, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. I know that this is the Old Testament, but this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, the eternal God who was in the beginning with God, was God. This is Jesus Christ speaking. Isaiah 61, verse 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." That means the gospel. To the meek. "He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God." Christ said, "I am anointed to do all those things for those people." And if you fall into the category of those people, that's good news. Those are the people who can look to Him who said, "I came to do this for these people." And He said, "I am anointed to declare the day of vengeance of our God, so that it will comfort all who mourn over God's vengeance coming down on them." What is that day? That day that will comfort all that mourn over their sin. It's the day that Christ bore the vengeance of God for His people on the cross of Calvary. God's vengeance had to come down on us for our sin. Those who belong to God and those who don't belong to God. All the same, vengeance had to come down. He's a holy God. He's a just God. But God came. He said, "I'm coming to do something." And He did. God came. God was manifest in the flesh. And it was for one reason only. to bear the sin of his people and to suffer the vengeance of God on that sin. That's the whole reason Christ came. He came to bear for them what they could not bear and survive. Vengeance had to come down on them. So Christ came and said, I'll bear it for them. God did recompense vengeance on our sin. If you belong to Christ, I'm here to tell you, God has already poured out his vengeance on you for all of your sin. He's already done that. And he did that in our substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, because Christ came and did that for us, because he made a trade with us, he traded our sin for his righteousness. He took our sin upon himself and he put his righteousness on us. And because of that, God will now recompense reward on Christ's righteousness. He recompensed vengeance on our sin in Christ. And now he'll recompense reward on Christ's righteousness in us. A total change, total substitution. That's what he said here in verse 3. He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. I took their ashes and I gave them my beauty. The oil of joy for mourning. They were mourning and sorrowing, and I came in the joy and glory of heaven, and I gave that to them, and I took their mourning to myself. He said, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. They were in their sin, just wallowing in all their heaviness. And he said, I took all that heaviness off of them and I laid on them the garment of praise. And he said, I did that so that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And he is. He gets all the glory in what he's done for us. And I'll tell you, if you're a sinner like I'm a sinner, that'll be good news to you. That is good news for sinners. It is good news to sinners. That's where our comfort comes from. That's the only place that comfort comes from for a sinner. It's in hearing that because of my weakness, Christ came to be my strength. Because of my feebleness, Christ stood firm for me. He stood firm before the judgment throne of God for me. He did that for me. Because of my fearfulness, Christ came and saved me. Came and saved me. Our God said, you tell that to my people. You give that message to my people. And he said, when you do, this is what the message will produce. Look with me back at Isaiah 35, verse 3. It says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Verse 5 says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. You tell that message. You tell what Christ came and accomplished for his people. And the eyes of the spiritually blind, those who have been blind to the true and living God, those who have been blind to what Christ came to do and blind to what Christ accomplished. He said, you preach the truth and their eyes will be open and they'll see it. Verse 5, he said, the eyes of the blind shall be open and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. They will hear. They'll hear the voice of Christ speaking to them. They'll hear the truth of the Word of God. It'll reach their hearts. Verse 6 says, then shall the lame man leap as a hart. Lame, the man who cannot walk, the man who cannot come, the man who sees no way to come to Christ. He said, you preach that gospel, and not only will he come to Christ, he'll leap to Christ. Verse 6 says, then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Those who couldn't speak at all will start singing praises to God. With the mouth, confession will be made, crying, he did it all. He paid it all. Verse 6 goes on to say, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay. You can tell where they laid because there's a dead spot there. And he said, it's going to be grass with reeds and rushes. Life is going to come forth. Verse 8 says, and an highway shall be there. A highway, a way that for sinners who couldn't find any way at all of a sudden a highway is going to appear. And a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. That's Christ. Christ our holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. That means those who have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed in the water of the Word of Christ, robed in His righteousness. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, they're not ever going to err anymore. They're not going to err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk therein. No sin will ever enter into the glorious kingdom that God's people have been saved into. Only the redeemed, only those washed in the blood of Christ are going to enter in. Verse 10 says, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, that beautiful city of God. They're going to come with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, eternal joy and gladness. And it says, sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now that's glorious news, isn't it? Are you weak because of your sin? Are you feeble because of your sin? Are you fearful over standing before God because of your sin? If so, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is able to save you. And if you look to Him as all your hope, and His substitution is all your hope, that's the evidence that He has saved you. I pray that this will be an encouragement to all of God's people.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.